Welcome to Solutions OP Clinical Trials Podcast. My name is Olga and I'm the Managing Director of Solutions OP. We are a small team of experienced professionals working on clinical trials in the United Kingdom. I'll use our podcast to discuss hot topics in clinical trials and provide analysis of the latest trends and challenges in pharma and medical device industries, not just in the UK, but globally. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to today's episode of the podcast. Today we are going to discuss some very interesting career choices in clinical research with our senior clinical data manager, Lydia Ainsworth, who's joined us for this episode of the podcast. So Lydia is one of these very talented young people who have worked in research for quite some time now. She started her career as a research assistant in Manchester University, and then she moved to Christie Hospital in Manchester, where she was a senior clinical trials data manager for a few years. And then luckily we have her on board in our team, where she's a senior clinical trial clinical data manager. So she has a degree in psychology in Manchester, and at the moment she's finishing her master's degree in animal behavior. So I'm very happy to welcome Lydia today in this episode and ask her the first question. So why did you decide to apply for a job in clinical research? Did you have some preliminary knowledge about the field, or how did you come up with this job?
So, hi Olga, thanks for having me on the podcast. So I decided to apply for a job in clinical research after I'd already worked at the university. So when I was studying for my undergraduate degree in psychology, I'd really enjoyed the research aspect of my degree, and I knew at that point that I wanted to pursue a career in research after graduating. So I ended up working in a few academic research roles where I supported PIs and research networks at the university, and I handled a lot of data for various projects. And then COVID hit and I decided I wanted to change things up a little bit. So I decided to look into clinical research as a career option. And I had some prior knowledge of clinical research, so I was aware of clinical trials and the clinical trials phases and the process of drug approval, obviously from working with clinical researchers as part of the research networks, but I was also kind of aware that it was probably quite complex and that there was a lot that I didn't know. So a career in clinical research really appealed to me because I could see how the research skills I had from my academic roles would be transferable. And I also knew that it would be a challenge and a bit of a step up from what I was already doing. And that's really what I was looking for at that time. So I applied for various roles in clinical trial coordination and data management roles. And I ended up working as a data manager in the phase one clinical trials unit at the Christie Hospital in Manchester. And it was obviously a big change from academic research. It was a much more fast-paced environment with a lot more strict timeframes and more regulatory processes, and also working with a lot more people, so obviously NHS colleagues but also CROs and pharma companies, which I hadn't done before. So most of the learning about clinical trials was actually done on the job.
That's brilliant, and thank you so much for sharing your experience. So when you first graduated, did you get enough information and awareness of the career opportunities in clinical research? Are there any programs at the universities just to make young people aware what kind of job options are out there for them? What would you change in terms of this awareness at the universities?
I don't actually ever recall being told that a career in clinical research was an option for someone with a psychology degree. And from speaking to people who have more of like a biology or a biomedical background, I think there's more awareness in those subjects for clinical research careers, as I think they're seen as more directly related to the field. So at like biology science careers days and careers fairs, you're probably more likely to see recruiters from pharmaceutical companies than you would for other degree types like psychology. But I think nowadays most degrees involve some sort of research. So it would be good if people were made more aware of the value of those skills and how it could be transferable to a career, maybe outside of that subject area. And I think that would help encourage people to think outside of just their degree and consider what specific skills they have and how that can be transferred. So, for example, I always really enjoyed working with the data side of things, so collecting and handling data, working with databases, organising and cleaning data, and even during my degree and before I knew that that could be applicable to clinical research, and before I realised it was a viable professional skill. So perhaps one suggestion would be for like pharmaceutical and biotech companies, for them to branch out and aim to recruit people from a range of different backgrounds, because having those different focuses and perspectives can be really beneficial. So my background in psychology has really helped me in clinical research, for example, like considering how language is used in consent processes when we're creating like consent documents, also things like wellness concerns when we're doing applications for ethical approval, and also having some understanding of psychiatric drugs or assessments that are parts of trials that we work on. So generally I think a greater awareness of the wider range of opportunities in clinical research in universities would be really beneficial for people looking to recruit into these roles.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I agree with you absolutely. I think the universities and generally the companies could do a lot more in trying to recruit young people. And I remember when I first started, and even if I had my biology degree and I applied for my first job in research, I had no idea what this is about. I just read the job description and thought, oh, that's something nice and cool that I can do. But then, yeah, it was the same. If I didn't have that experience with the CRO, I guess I would never have any awareness of it, because it was the same. Even for us in biology degrees, we never really had that discussion in working in drug development at that stage. It was more towards manufacturing, let's say, or, you know, working in a lab in development. So it was more into that field. But even for us, you know, it was very limited. So I agree, it's definitely something that needs to be done. The other question, which is, you know, it's quite complicated field. It's very dynamic. There are lots of new things and lots of changes. So what motivates you to work in clinical research?
So, as I said before, I've always found research interesting, and I knew that I wanted to pursue it as a career option since my undergraduate degree. But what really motivates me about clinical research in particular is getting to contribute to discovering something new. So especially if it's something that's going to benefit people by improving their quality of life, like a new drug or a medical device. And working with data, you get insight into each patient's journey on the trial. And that can be really rewarding, especially if they show a positive response. And you know that's going to help even more people further down the line. I also really enjoy just learning about new advances in clinical research. So since working at Solutions, I've got to work on medical device studies, which I hadn't worked on previously. And that's always really interesting and motivating, because there's obviously a lot of current advancements in the field, and we get to be kind of directly involved in the processes of getting that device onto the market and ultimately helping people. I also really like working alongside lots of different people in research. So obviously you work with the site staff, like the trial coordinators, the nurses and pharmacy staff. But then you also work with the CROs and the sponsors, and that's really nice to get to work with a wide range of people. But yeah, I think it's, you really feel like you're at the forefront of something that's really important, and that's what's really motivating.
That's brilliant. Yeah, that's really good. I think with medical devices particularly, what I find very good is you get to hear the personal stories. Sometimes you get to hear patients' personal stories because they're part of advertising campaign, or just patients decided to share their stories on the radio or TV. We don't normally get that with drug trials, but with medical devices, I think it's a lot more widespread that patients share their views, which is really great. And the other thing is, it's the people say, well, how do you manage working from home? Because we do work from home a lot. But I think it's quite international. You deal with so many people around the world. And even in the country, we deal with still so many hospitals. And it's quite a lot more interactive than people imagine it, probably just sitting there in front of your computer doing something. So I think it's not necessarily boring. Well, not in any way boring, I should say.
Yeah, I think that's also the beauty about working remotely as well, is that you're not just tied to the people in your office environment. You kind of can branch out and interact with people from all over the world, which obviously we get to do.
So would that mean if you have to make that choice again, that you'll go into clinical research again? Have you thought about it?
Yeah, I think I definitely would. So I've obviously got to work on so many different projects since working in clinical research, and I've learned a lot about medical interventions and also the indications, which has been really interesting, obviously not really coming from a biological background, and it's given me the opportunity to develop a lot of skills, so obviously data management and quality control, but also like on a broader scale, like project management skills, so managing ongoing projects and workloads and monitoring the progress. I've also got to do a lot of writing. That's been really good as well. So obviously write blog posts for our website, and there's an article that we've been working on that's currently in the process of being published. So that's also been a really good skill that I've developed. And just, yeah, generally overall, I think it's really strengthened my research and my professional skills, which I'm sure will help me in my career going forward, like regardless of the direction that it goes in. And the field of clinical research is constantly changing and progressing, so there's always something new to learn or be involved in. So yeah, I'm really happy that I made this choice in the career, and I definitely would choose it again.
That's really great to hear, Lydia. Thank you so much. So what the last thing I would like to ask you is about any advice that you would give to university graduates who are planning to start their career in clinical research, any experience that you think would be relevant for them, or any special approach how they can get into the field? Because for many young people at the moment, it's really hard when they have no experience to get into the field as well at all. They're limited jobs at the moment, I should say, and probably many of them require at least 1 year experience. So what would you recommend to any new graduates?
Yeah, it's definitely very difficult. It's sort of like a catch-22 situation where you need experience to get into a role, but you can't get the experience without having the experience. One thing I would say is, while you're at university, make the most of the resources that you have. I think maybe when you're there, you don't actually realise how many good resources you have available to you, like career services and also other professionals in the field that work at the university. So I'd suggest looking into finding opportunities that allow you to develop your research skills. So things like internships. I did one between my second and third year where I basically just shadowed PhD students for 6 weeks. And that gave me loads of work experience and further opportunities down the line, because I went back to work there after I'd graduated. And it sort of gave me a bit of a leg up compared to like other people graduating, because I'd already had some research experience. I'd also say, like, speak to your like supervisors or lecturers if there's any particular work experience you want to have while you're studying, or if there's a particular role that you're interested in when you graduate. So for example, things like lab skills, like a lot of universities have labs and are happy for you to shadow someone or get work experience while you're there. I'd also say, like, lean into areas that you enjoy and excel at, so, and don't be put off if you don't have a degree in something biology related, obviously, because there's a lot of other routes that you can use to get into clinical research. So for example, like admin roles in healthcare settings, or like the NHS apprenticeships, and they have graduate schemes now. That might be a good starting point for someone who eventually wants to work up to a role where you do need more research. And I would also suggest doing some training. There's a lot of like online training courses. I know that NIHR have some free ones that you can do. GCP training would be a really good one, because a lot of job roles require you to have that going into it, or it's sort of seen as an advantage when you're applying to roles if you have that. But if that's not an option, then just something that shows that you have some understanding of the area that you want to go into, because that also shows that you're eager to learn and you're motivated about wanting to get a role in that field. Also, some of it is figuring out what you don't like, so be open to exploring different aspects of research and the roles that are available. And if you don't like a particular area, that's fine, because at least you know that and you can focus on something else that you do prefer going forward. I think when you are applying for roles as well, don't be afraid to reach out to people in the field or the employers. So contacting them beforehand to learn more about the position that you're applying for and what specifically they're looking for, that'll really help you in the application and the interview process as well. And if you get rejected from roles, which is kind of inevitable when you're applying for job roles, like you said, the job market can be quite difficult. If you do get rejected, ask for feedback and take that on board, and don't be put off by that. Just use that to improve your applications in the future.
That's really brilliant tips, Lydia. Thank you so much. Maybe I could add, because particularly in the UK, I don't know if that's the same around the world, but in the UK, we have a lot of opportunities to work with different charities, and many of them are involved in research. So that's also an option for those who are graduate in the UK. I'm sure maybe in other countries they have something, some similar options, but at least in our country, we are lucky to have that opportunity. The other thing I just wanted to add to this discussion is maybe the way people have written their CVs. Sometimes they have skills which could be transferable into their role, but they haven't necessarily highlighted them into their CV. And it could be a lot quicker and easier to overlook them. So you might actually have some skills which might be useful for that role, but because you've written your CV in not really good way, these skills might not be visible. And I think another thing that the recent graduates need to take into consideration is that more and more recruiters are using artificial intelligence in the pre-selection process, which, although it's probably helpful for the recruiters, I don't think it's that helpful for the applicants, because the artificial intelligence is basically looking for specific keywords or something based on the role to pre-select you. So if you don't have a really well-designed and completed CV and the recruiters are using artificial intelligence, you can very easily be overlooked for a job, even though you have some experience and you know you could be suitable for the role. So I think there are a lot of moving parts at the moment that people have to consider when applying for roles in this field. I would like to thank Lydia for her time, and I really hope that we see a lot more talented people like her joining clinical research, because it's not a secret that we are missing talent. We have a lot of talent, but we need to develop that talent, train these people and help them find their career and realization in clinical research. So thank you so much, Lydia, for joining me today. And I hope to speak to you again soon on a different topic, which will be more into your role about clinical data cleaning and things like that. So I'm looking forward to speak with you again very soon. Thank you for listening.